Would you introduce yourself, please?
Okay. Hi, Noe. I'm Henry Aquina, the director of sales of Hoffman and the, until the end of May, the artistic director of HRT.
Yay. Okay. Hey, this is going to be, well, of course, this is going to be a never-before-seen production of Hoffman. We're about ready for that in Honolulu.
Yeah, the last time was Honolulu was 2001. It's a long time ago.
Yeah, it really is. I still remember it vividly.
Quinn was Luther, and the chorus was obstreperous. But we think that, yeah, well, it was one of the ones that Peter Dean Beck did originally, but it was not with the new marketing of the new projections of Adam Larson, which are really wonderful, and people will really respond well to them, I think.
Are you rethinking the themes or the plot at all?
Well, we have three different women playing the three loves of Hoffman, and it's been quite a challenge to try and make that work with the same men who are all there all the time. But it has to do with Hoffman's view of women, which is not the best.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to... He seems to view them kind of impersonally, actually.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But he takes them as a doll and as a singer and as a courtesan, right? And he takes each one at their worst, seemingly. Although the singer comes out for the best.
Is this the opera you would have chosen as your last one to direct as artistic director?
No, it wasn't, but it was the one in the season that interested me, mostly.
You know, to people who have seen it before, what would you say to them about this particular production?
Come see it, because this is a new production, and this is new, totally new.
That's what I think would be so great. I love the work that guy did. What's his name again? Who did the projections on Siren Song?
Adam Larson.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from HGY and was wonderful there. And the opera is a step up for him, but I think it's good.
For you as the director, I mean, do you know what it's going to look like?
Yeah. I have my vision, but I think that Adam will bring something else to it as well.
Right. You know, how do you see... Can we talk about HOT, Larger View?
Sure.
I think I did the first interview with you 13 years. How long ago, Henry?
Maybe when you came to HPR.
Yeah, I think it was 15 years ago.
Something like that.
And you were just arriving. How would you describe the sort of our opera cultural scene in Honolulu when you first came back?
Well, I thought it was very fragmented, and it is still fragmented, but everyone has their niche. I mean, it was in fragments like Olympia. Well, I couldn't say that, but in Germany, for instance, where I was before, there was only theater, and that was dance and spoken theater and opera as well. And here it seems that there's opera and symphony and ballet and then the theaters, which are different. And then the museums, which have their own thing.
Wait, now, your perspective was so valuable when you first arrived, and now, because of your experience in Germany. How long did you spend there? And tell me about how the arts were organized there.
20 years, and the arts were state-funded.
In Berlin. You had a company there.
The Berlin Chamber Opera, yeah. Mm-hmm. We went as far as the Rex Progress in terms of big pieces, but we didn't do a lot of things we wanted to do because there were five opera companies in Berlin at that time, and we were the fifth. And we couldn't do everything that we wanted to do, but we persevered nonetheless.
What did you want to do?
Well, I wanted to do more contemporary and more Baroque stuff and things. René Jacobs gave me the Staatsoper during that time, and I've never been good at making a case for opera. As a savior of the world.
Well, I won't ask you to, I guess.
Right.
Well, we may get to that later.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, you worked in an atmosphere where, I mean, I guess at the time when you first came back, you were thinking, well, you could maintain a life and a presence there as well as contribute here.
Right.
Hawaii Opera. And how did Hawaii Opera seem to you at that time?
Hawaii Opera seemed a little bit backward, but there were things about it that were, this is a great company to work for and with. And it seems that the repertoire and the people were at odds with each other. And so my first thing was the repertoire, to get the repertoire up to speed, and then to try and get the people up to speed.
When the repertoire up to speed in terms of?
In terms of things that we were doing that no one else could do, and vice versa.
What things are those?
Well, they would be things like thinking back, the Mikado in 3D, and things like Tristan and Isolde for the first time in Hawaii, Macbeth for the first time in Hawaii, things like that.
Oh, so I see. Bringing our opera to the level, to an internationally respectable level.
Right,
with productions and the
right,
productions. Right. Huh. Okay. And that was at a time when, before this huge push for contemporary material. So you...
But before the current idiom of opera for the hungry, as the hungry art... half the members of Opera America are have budgets of less than $1 million. That's what I mean.
I just can't even imagine that. Opera seems like such an expensive art form.
Opera is an expensive art form, but the people persevere.
That's why I can't understand. Why are there so many opera composers today? So many women composing operas. What's going on?
Well, I don't know, but things are happening in strange ways.
Are people? I mean, a lot of the operas that these people are making, I don't know if they get a very good reception here. I'm wondering how we can see it. Who are they making them for? Are we sliding back?
No. Well, it might be that the audience slid back a little, but I think that we are in a phase where women are producing more opera. Because they feel a need to produce operas. And it may be that the audience is not ready for these operas, which was nothing new in the opera scene, but it will take a couple of performances of it work to see if the work survives in the repertoire or not.
Mm-hmm. Your first work then was to kind of raise the repertoire up to a level that you felt could be, you know, an internationally... respected level.
Right.
And then your work with the company.
Well, I founded an opera studio that was training young Hawaiians for the fourth to make the opera more local, more acceptable to local people.
So that... I want to do that, too. So a way to do that, you're thinking, is by having programs for...
For young singers, yeah. But we have something in Honolulu called the Brain Drain, with people like yourself go away for a while and come back later in life. And I did that, too, but I wouldn't recommend that to everyone.
You would?
Would not recommend that to everyone.
Well... What would you recommend?
Well, staying away and enjoying life as it is elsewhere, as well as here.
What?
Well, rethinking my life in terms of retirement. I think that, you know, I would have done as well retiring and staying away as I would have coming back.
You mean, how so?
Well, financially and materially and in ways that I couldn't explain to you now, but that are very seminal to me now.
You feel that you perhaps should have continued your work in
Berlin? Yes. But I don't know if that would have gone on or not, and how it would have gone on. But I would think that that would have been a fair way to go. But as it was, I traded Berlin for Hawaii, and because I was from Hawaii and knew Hawaii and loved Hawaii, I think that that blinded me to a lot of things that Berlin had to offer.
Things you had to kind of create here.
Well, things that were created for me here, but that I didn't subscribe to at the time.
What do you think? I mean, could you produce the operas, the works that for you personally would have advanced your trajectory here?
Well, I think it advanced as far as it could here. But it was, I think, one of the ways that we can do that is by reinventing the repertoire here and now for a new audience.
You've thought so much about this, how to develop new audiences, how to bring the audiences we currently have along with the new music. How are we going to do this?
Well, I think that one has to offer new things for Hawaii are not new, but they're in the repertoire as great works, and they should be expanded to great works.
Like what? What do you think would be good at challenging, but still that we could bring to Honolulu?
Well, like we brought the Dialogues of the Carmelites and
Three Decembers
and A Siren Song to Hawaii, but they didn't do as well as we had hoped. But we hope that people will realize the qualities as well as their disadvantages. That they're unhappy plots, and we hear that a lot. That they're unhappy, that they're not worthy of a local appreciation, but I think that they are.
You know, what's hard is getting people to go to something maybe twice, which is what it would kind of take.
Well, getting people to go at all is kind of a work in progress.
Are we making inroads there?
We're making inroads, but slowly.
You know, Henry, you're like a style maven in our town. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you help create the style of this town. So how does Honolulu feel to you right now?
Well, it feels a little retrograde, but that may be just me personally.
In terms of what?
In terms of people checking up on each other and people really being responsive to each other.
then that's a good thing?
It might be, or it might be a bad thing, depending on how, who's behind what.
Are you looking forward to retiring?
Yeah, in a weird way, because I think I've done much that I could do here, as much as could be done with the community and with the people here.
Thank you so much.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Do you have any hopes for opera in our town? Or a picture you want to paint for us of where H.O.T.?
Well, H.O.T., as I've said before, that opera is the most exciting art form, that form of theater that there is, and it should be acknowledged as such.
You're leaving it kind of a high point.
Well, they say one should leave it at a high point rather than a low point.
Is there anything you'd still like to do?
With this company? I don't think so.
I mean, you've worked with almost the same people, the same board this whole time, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it's time for new blood. That's why I'm stepping down. One of the reasons I'm stepping down.
Anything else we should know, Henry, you'd like to say?
Not that I would like to say, but perhaps there's something that we don't know about. There's a disease that is progressive supranuclear palsy that I've been diagnosed with.
What is it?
Progressive supranuclear palsy. PSP for short, which is a gaming device, and if you go with PSP on the internet, you get a gaming device instead of the disease. But PSP is what I have, supposedly. And supposedly there is no cure for it.
What happens?
Well, you fall down a lot.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
And?
Well, you usually die from a fall, but it really doesn't occur until age and beauty intersect.
This is cramping your style a bit?
A bit. Directorially, certainly.
Sure.
And as far as running a company, impossible.
How about your brain? How do you feel?
Well, my brain is still functioning. That's why I can do Hoffman, but I couldn't do another piece.
Do you like Honolulu? Are you liking Honolulu?
Yeah, as a town, it's certainly got some things that the Windward Side didn't have, but it. It still leaves a lot to be desired.
What do you think you will do now? After the end of May, huh?
Well, I'm retiring and hopefully volunteering for an opera company somewhere, but we don't know where yet.
Thank you so much.
Well, I hope you've got something that you can use.
Definitely, but thank you so much beyond that. Done.
Well, thank you, Noah.
You don't know what a style meister you've been.
I probably don't, but it's probably a good thing.